Hey dopamine hackers. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to outsmarting those pesky scrolls and reclaiming your brain. Ever feel like life's throwing you a curveball, or maybe even a whole pitcher of lemons? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, we don't have to just stand there with a sour face. This podcast is all about turning those lemons into lemonade, and trust me, the recipe for positivity is way more delicious than you think. Today, we're diving deep into how to stay positive when life throws us inevitable curveballs. I'm not talking about some airy fairy, everything happens for a reason kind of positivity. We're talking about real deal, actionable strategies that actually work, even when you're feeling like the world is conspiring against your perfectly curated Instagram feed. So buckle up, dopamine hackers, because we're about to unlock some serious positivity power. 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, and this might seem obvious, but it's seriously important, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. You know that feeling when you're trying to force a smile even though inside you're screaming? Yeah, we've all been there. It doesn't work, and it just creates more internal clutter. So, give yourself permission to feel those feelings, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, because acknowledging them is the first step towards processing them. Second, reframe your perspective. This one takes a little practice, but trust me, it's game-changing. Instead of focusing on what's going wrong, try shifting your attention to what you can learn from the situation. Every lemon has some potential for lemonade, right? Think about it, maybe that failed project taught you valuable skills, or maybe that unexpected setback pushed you outside your comfort zone and helped you discover hidden strengths. See, lemons are actually pretty resourceful once you get past the initial sour taste. Third, cultivate gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can shift our entire mindset. Every day, take a few minutes to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, from your cozy bed to that hilarious meme you saw online. You'd be surprised how much of a difference this simple act can make. Fourth, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, it's true. The people we spend time with have a huge impact on our mood and outlook. Choose to connect with people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you in a positive way. And if there are relationships that consistently drain your energy, it might be time to reevaluate those connections. You deserve to be surrounded by love, support, and good vibes. Finally, don't forget to take care of yourself. This is non-negotiable, folks. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it's easy to neglect your self-care routine. But trust me, taking time for yourself is essential for maintaining positivity and resilience. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. Ouch. You feel embarrassed, disappointed, and maybe even a little scared about the future. Now, instead of letting those negative feelings spiral out of control, take a deep breath and remember our 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, it's okay to be bummed. Reframe the situation, maybe this presentation taught you valuable lessons about public speaking or helped you identify areas where you can improve. Cultivate gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. Surround yourself with supportive colleagues who offer encouragement and constructive feedback. And finally, take time for self-care, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or treat yourself to a delicious dinner. Remember, dopamine hackers, positivity isn't about pretending everything is perfect all the time. It's about choosing a mindset that empowers you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Start turning those lemons into lemonade today. Share your own positivity hacks in the comments below, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of dopamine-boosting goodness. Until then, stay positive, stay curious, and keep hacking those scrolls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.